On January 6, 1941, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt delivered his Four Freedoms speech to Congress as the nation grappled with entering World War II. 75 years later, two area museums are commemorating the anniversary of ideals laid out by our nation's longest-serving president.
In the future days, which we seek to make secure, we look forward to a world founded upon four essential human freedoms.
More than 30 minutes into his 1941 State of the Union address, President Roosevelt outlined four ideals that would serve as rallying calls for Americans during World War II.
The first is freedom of speech and expression everywhere in the world. The second is freedom of every person to worship God in his own way, everywhere in the world. The third is freedom from want, which translated into world terms means economic understandings which will secure to every nation a healthy peacetime life for its inhabitants everywhere in the world. The fourth is freedom from fear, which translated into world terms means a worldwide reduction of armaments to such a point and in such a thorough fashion that no nation will be in a position to commit an act of physical aggression against any neighbor anywhere in the world.
The ideals were depicted in theater and visual art, the most famous being a series of paintings by Norman Rockwell, published in four editions of the Saturday Evening Post in early 1943. Norman Rockwell Museum director Lori Norton Moffat says the artist captured the patriotic imaginations of Americans in a time without the visual capabilities of television.
Norman Rockwell had an incredible gift to take it to a human level, to a very personal level. What does this mean in your life? As a viewer would look at these pictures, tucking their children into bed safely, being free to worship any religion of their choosing without fear of government reprisal. These ideas really resonated more strongly after Norman Rockwell painted the imagery for them.
A national tour of the paintings raised more than $130 million in war bonds. To commemorate FDR's speech, the Stockbridge Museum is holding a historical talk on the paintings that are part of the site's permanent collection. The event starts at 1 p.m. Across the Massachusetts-New York border, the FDR Presidential Library and Museum is hosting a talk with author Harvey Kay. In a live-streamed event, Kay will discuss his book, The Fight for Four Freedoms, What Made FDR and the Greatest Generation Truly Great.
Newspapers, New York Times and others, really did see the speech as significant because they began to recognize that this was Roosevelt, even though the United States was not about to enter the war, in many ways this was Roosevelt's call to arms for Americans to really rev up the defense industries and become the arsenal for democracy.
The event starts at 7 p.m. Kay says there were varied responses to FDR's speech, with isolationists concerned about America going to war, conservatives wary of the freedom from want and fear, while some African Americans heard a call for greater civil rights. Kay says FDR's belief of an economic declaration of rights, the New Deal programs, and legislation enabling workers to organize built up to the Four Freedoms address. As for the speech itself, Kay says there were seven drafts that FDR worked on with his writers.
And I think it was at the fifth draft that they were in a meeting in the president's office. And Roosevelt apparently hesitated. They needed what was known as a peroration, these kinds of words that would be inspiring. And apparently he leaned back, and it was this really long silence in the meeting. And eventually he then says to the assistant who was there, take this down. And he then, without stopping, lays out the words of the Four Freedoms.
The address is part of the FDR Presidential Library and Museum's archives, currently undergoing a major digitization effort.
It was much more than just a speech because, you know, throughout history, there are very few speeches that have generated not only, you know, four internationally known paintings by a great artist, but it, you know, inspired the Four Freedoms Park in New York. It created an international award with the Roosevelt Institute and the Roosevelt Institute in the Netherlands. And it created a movement. There were articles and books and films and television shows about this. I mean, this, the Four Freedoms were the foundation for the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So it really was the germ of an idea that has, you know, grown into an enormous organism that really touches almost everybody in the world.
Director Paul Sparrow says there are transcripts and hard copies of more than 1,500 of FDR's speeches dating back to 1898, linked to audio and video files if available.
Some of them are quite famous, like the change in the Day of Infamy speech, where the first line used to be December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in world history. And you can see where he crossed out world history and wrote in the word infamy.
With a number of 75-year anniversaries related to World War II coming up over the next few years, the FDR Presidential Library and Museum in 2020 is hoping to create an International Day of Remembrance marking the anniversary of the president's death. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.